What's up, millionaires? It's your girl Lois here. I know it's been such a long time since I recorded a podcast for you all. So welcome to season three. I just wanted to kind of take a minute just to talk about where I've been, what I've been doing, what I've been working on. So the last time that we talked, I was transitioning career, so moving to a new job, and I was also in grad school, so pursuing my MBA, and that's Master's of Business Administration. Put some respect on it. But in all seriousness, I just had to really just gather myself and figure out what exactly I wanted to do, where was my career path heading, and also just finish my degree. So I'm proud to say that I have finished my master's degree. So I finished that in 2019. So that was a huge accomplishment. And honestly, I just wanted to take time off just to reflect, and just to, think about the different things that I wanted to do with my career. All right, so now that we got some housekeeping items out of the way, what I want to talk to you all today about is 5 tips on staying focused in a world full of distractions. I know this sounds so easy, right? How to just stay focused when you're distracted, but I figured that I would share some of these tips and tools that I used along the way. So the first tip would be number one, to set small goals. So for me personally, I can actually apply this to weight loss. So for those of you who follow me on my social media, so Million Mentality underscore on Instagram or on my Facebook, you would know that I lost over 30 pounds. So weight loss was another aspect that I really wanted to tackle. During my, excuse me, I can't talk today, but during my pursuit of my MBA and switching careers, I really wanted to just tune in on focusing on me, improving my appearance. Because us girls, we want to make sure that we are snatched at all times. So I really wanted to dive into weight loss, and what I did was I set a small goal. So I said I want to be X amount of pounds, and I want to fit into X amount of size. So what I did was I set a small goal. My first goal was discipline. So within my discipline, my small goal was wake up when my alarm goes off on my phone. I know this sounds so trivial and crazy, but honestly, when that alarm goes off, I hit that snooze button like all the time. But I wanted to wake up early before work and go to the gym. That's what I wanted to do. So that was my main focus. So my small goal was to wake up when my alarm clock went off and do not hit the snooze button. This was so hard to do, but I did it. And what I did was I would just reward myself. So for example, once I got my workout done and I woke up early before, my alarm went off, and I was able to work out before work, I will reward myself with a healthy smoothie. That was my reward. And I will also have a cup of coffee. So, on the days that I did not work out before work, guess what? There's no caffeine. There's no smoothie. It's just that plain water. Because one of the things in my diet, and I can definitely share some more information with you guys about just my healthy, not, I don't even want to say diet, but my lifestyle change. Peep that small plug. My lifestyle change is to drink a gallon of water, and over a gallon, so on and so forth. But if you guys want more information about that, I'm definitely happy to share my tips and tools. But again, the first step would be to set small goals and figure out rewards on the way. So if you accomplish one of your small goals, just reward yourself in a healthy way. All right, so step two, eliminate distractions and time wasters. Ooh, this is a really good one. So going back to my weight loss journey, so we'll stay focused on that. Eliminating the distractions and the time wasters. To be honest, I'm just going to be honest and quite frank. A lot of times you can't go out with your friends if you don't have like the discipline to avoid the calories from the alcohol or the calories from the restaurants. If you don't have the discipline to, say if you're on the keto lifestyle change to only get the keto menu items or to just, live a healthy lifestyle. If you don't have that discipline, All the times you can't go out with your homegirls, with your friends, sis. I'm sorry. So you have to eliminate those distractions. So what that looks like is you have to tell your friends, oh, I'm sorry, I can't go out right now. I'm just tuned in on my weight loss right now. Or, hey, can we do something different from going to the restaurant or going to the bar? Can we go to the museum? Like, I mean, is that serious? If you want to achieve a specific goal, you have to eliminate all of the distractions and people that will waste your time. And this goes on to friendships, relationships, family members. You have to eliminate those things out of your life if they are not serving a purpose, if they are not helping you achieve the greater good, if they are not serving a good purpose for you in your life and your journey. Sometimes they gotta go, or you have to just put them in the little box and you can't mess with them right now because you're trying to lose weight and you know you got your homegirl Sally. Sally likes to go kick it every weekend after work, and she likes to go to the high calorie bars and the high calorie restaurants. You and Sally just can't chill this weekend, okay? So you have to eliminate distractions and time wasters. When you are focused on a goal, you have to stay focused, and sometimes you have to have that tunnel vision. All right, so number three, constantly remind yourself of your ultimate goals. This is another good one. So for me personally, when I was on my weight loss journey, and I still am on my weight loss journey now to this day, what I like to do is create vision boards. Now you can do this physically, so you can get a journal and you can paste pictures and different images. You can write words, quotes, sayings. You can do that in a journal. You can get a poster board. Any way that you can to just write out your goals, your ideas, and your vision. So, for example, and I don't say this to compare yourself to anyone, but if you have a certain body type that you would like to get similar or close to, it's always good to just have those images on your vision board. Or if you want to live a certain lifestyle. So, for example, if you want to go vegan, I mean, you know, that's a transition. But if you wanted to go vegan, or if you wanted to go do the keto, if you wanted to live a pescatarian lifestyle, then I would find images of keto diets, keto foods, keto, just different things, different brands, whoever, like whatever popular brand that makes keto products. I know SlimFast does one. So just find things that resonate with your ultimate goals. And then from there, what I would do is I would post it. So if I had my journal, I would make sure I had everything composed in my journal or my whiteboard, or I would go on Pinterest. So that's what I really like to do. I like to go on Pinterest, make my boards, and then I'll take a screenshot on my phone just so I can have that image, and I'll put it on my what is it called? My wallpaper, my home screen, and I look at it every day. So that's just a really good way to remind yourself of your goals. Now, keep in mind, nothing is going to be perfect, but if you just have that small little reminder, it'll just trigger you to get back on track. So, for example, and I'm just speaking of weight loss, but this can be applied to anything. For me personally, when my workout journey would get real hard, so for example, when I didn't see the scale move sometimes, or when my clothes didn't fit the way I wanted them to fit, you know, it's easy to get discouraged with that. But just having those images when you look at it on your phone or on your whiteboard or in your journal, it'll just remind you of why you started, where you want to be, and it'll push you to get there. So, number four, regenerate and keep up your energy. This is another good one. So, the journey is not easy. Nothing in life comes easy to you. You have to work for everything that you want in life, and you have to work hard. What I will say is that while you're working hard on your goals, take some time just to sit back and relax. Like, everything does not have to be so serious and so adamant. You can definitely just take some time to recharge. So for me personally, working out, I like to have a rest day. So my rest day would be Sunday. On Sunday, I do not work out. What I do is just focus on me, my mind, body, and my spirit. And also, a rest day can also just include just listening to your body. So, for example, I might have to have Saturday and Sunday off because Monday through Friday, I was going really hard. I mean, leg day was like every day, ab day was like every day, so on and so forth. So, you really just have to listen to your body, relax and recharge, and then pick it up on the next day. There is nothing wrong with taking a break. Just don't take too long of a break. And finally, step five. Celebrate your wins. So, as we talked about earlier, we talked about five tips on staying focused, but we didn't mention the fact that you have to celebrate your wins. So, every time that you accomplish a small goal, every time that you stay focused, every time that you exhibit determination, just every time that you do something good, make sure that you celebrate your wins. And I say to celebrate your wins because, like, most often we are like our own biggest critics. We, like, I could just speak for me personally, but I know a lot of my friends go through this as well, just with the negative self-talk and the self-doubt and being afraid, being scared to try something new, or being afraid, like, hey, I'm on this plan and doesn't work out for me, etc. The list can go on and on. But I say to celebrate your wins because, you know, you're trying your best to just be great. So you need to celebrate yourself. Every time that you accomplish a goal that you set out to do, every time that you get one step closer to your goal, always celebrate your wins and motivate yourself. All right, millionaire. So that was five tips on staying focused in a world full of distractions. I hope you all enjoyed this episode and I hope you all found some value. Let me know what else you want me to talk about. Connect with me on Instagram. My Instagram is millionaire mentality underscore. You can also shop my merch line. So that's going to be www.prettymillionaire.com. On the site, you'll be able to shop t-shirts and just some other cool things, some other girl boss accessories. So again, please rate, comment, and review this podcast. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. I will talk to you later.